Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on this Wednesday morning, News Radio KMAN. And a four-segment show here today. We're doing things a little differently. Normally we have Brady Burton and Cliff Williams in here for Raleigh County and Blue Valley Schools. But today they're in separate locations, so we'll talk first with Brady Burton. He's a superintendent at USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph. Brady, it's good to have you on.
Well, thank you, Brandon. It's good to be on. I appreciate it.
Well, these are some trying times for everybody, and I don't think anyone's been more impacted probably than education. Tell us just kind of what the last really 10 days has been like for you guys.
Well, and that's true. And first of all, I'd just like to say to all your listeners, I know it impacts everybody, and everybody's impacted. I know I have grown sons that in their business it's impacted, and grandkids, and I know there's people out there that are out of work right now due to this, and my heart goes out to everyone right now, because everybody is facing their own things that they're having to compensate for and do differently through this time period, and I do know that it will in time go away as far as what's going on now, and so hang in there to everybody and take care. As far as schools, I've done this quite a while. This is year 44 for me, and it's the first time that I've ever been involved with a school shutdown or a pandemic, what we're going through. And to be quite honest with you, even though we're a smaller district, it's the same. Every district is going through the same thing, and we just have less kids and less staff, but all the decision-making, all the continuous learning plan we're developing for our kids, trying to serve kids lunch and breakfast, all those things are the same no matter what size of district you have. It's just on a different scale. And to be real honest, my day is probably twice as busy since this started than a normal day, and trying to get everything worked out. And some of the things we're talking off air, we're working this week with my staff on our continuous learning plan for kids that will be rolled out Monday. And we're talking before I went on air with my staff about we're going to use our drivers in delivering packets of work to all our kids. We're going to deliver them on Monday. This coming Monday will be the first delivery. And then the following Monday, we'll pick up packets and deliver the new ones. And, you know, just getting every student we have on a bus route and working that out when the teachers drop off the student packets, you know, so we can get them out to the drivers and when they pick them up. And there's just a lot of logistics involved that we've never had to do before. And so to be quite honest, some of it's kind of flying by the seat of our pants and making the best decisions as we can and trying to implement those. And maybe a day or two later, we go to plan B because that plan A isn't quite working right. So it's a challenge, but to be real honest, it's kind of a, I don't want to say fun challenge, but it's an interesting challenge for all of us in what we're having to do right now. And we're trying to keep in mind that, you know, the reason we're doing this is for the kids of our community and district, and trying to make it as normal for them as we can. Because, you know, you think about kindergartners, 5 years old, some of them six now, and on up to 18-year-olds. You know how unsettling it is for us as adults, and it's really unsettling for kids and what's going on and their routine and, you know, what's going to happen with the future. And so we're trying to make it, Brandon, as normal as we can for our kids.
Yeah, and I know that's is a big task ahead for you guys, and it won't replicate what you can do in the classroom here, but can you kind of give us an idea of what the continuous learning plan will somewhat look like?
Yes, I'd be glad to. And a lot of this direction is coming down from the Kansas State Department of Ed and our Commissioner Randy Watson, who all are doing a phenomenal job through this with their leadership. You know, I have one district I'm working with. You know, the commissioner and some of the people at the State Department are working with 256 districts, so they're doing a phenomenal job during all this, and our governor's providing good leadership to us on this on down, and so you know, everyone's doing their part. But basically, we had three methods that we could use with our kids for learning: face to face, which we have chosen not to do. But in the meantime, Julie Gibbs at the Riley County Health Department has instructed all three of the districts in Riley County that we cannot bring in kids and use face-to-face instruction, which we could have brought in. We could have had groups of 10 counting the teacher, but we are not going to do that. So that leaves through the internet, online learning, and then the teacher developing packets of homework, of instruction that we send out each week, pick up, and that type of thing. So we're using the latter two methods within our district for a continuing learning plan. And the teachers are trying to work in the elementary. We're really focusing on reading and writing. And in the upper grades, middle school, which would be fifth grade through eighth, and then high school, 9 through 12, of course, they're in individual classes. So the teachers are doing work with the kids in individual classes like math, English, science, social studies, PE, art, you know, all those classes that we're sending work or doing it online or posting it on Facebook. So we're using all those methods to work with the kids and try to keep it as normal as we can. But, you know, we have 8 weeks of school left in this fourth 9 weeks. And so, you know, the thing we're trying to be real conscious of, don't try to you know, overdo the kids. You know, simple is better with these last 8 weeks, and just trying to continue doing as much learning as we can, keeping them in touch with the school during this time. And, you know, the real group that we're really focused on, too, are our seniors in high school, not our adult seniors, but our 12th graders or seniors. And, making sure they get what they need so they can graduate and move on to whatever they're moving on to after high school, and making sure they're prepared. And so our counselor working with them, our social worker, you know, our high school principal, making sure we're meeting all our needs. We have 24 seniors, so making sure that their last week is what they need. And, you know, already we've canceled their senior trip, prom, some of those activities. So it's been a real bummer for all seniors in the state. We're hoping to do something with graduation. I know K-Man has reached out to all the districts in Riley County about doing something live on the air, you know, where we read our names, where our valedictorians can still give speeches. So I think we're going to try to work with K-Man on that and still do something with graduation. We just don't know what that's going to look like for sure yet.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. And I would imagine probably for the seniors, it's a little easier to do the online component for them than it would be for the younger grades. That's the tough part there, because so much of their learning is hands-on.
Well, it is. And you know, we're a rural area, so we have maybe a few less that have internet. But, you know, we did a survey first to see, you know, who has internet, who doesn't, who has hardware, laptop, iPad within the families. We're going to make available to families that don't have hardware like a laptop, iPad. We're going to check it out, deliver them to families, our school extra laptops and iPads, so they do have hardware at home. Internet's going to be something a little tougher. You know, there's been a lot out there about free internet services, you know, contacting some of the companies. It's not quite that. And you know, some families, households are set up where they can get internet. Some they just can't. And due to the hookups, and even the ones that can, it's not a immediate process. It's several weeks into several months. We're going into it with those that don't currently have internet, probably not having internet for these last 8 weeks, and you know, arranging other ways to deliver the curriculum to them. So,
yeah, well, it's definitely some trying times for everyone right now. You mentioned the meals continuing here. How's that going?
Well, you know, that's I'm glad you brought that up, and that's been a real positive thing. We have not ever offered summer meals program that some districts do. Like Manhattan does, maybe Riley does. That's kind of based on your waiver you get to do that has been based on the percent of free and reduced students you have in our district, and on the good end of it, our percent of free and reduced students is low in our district, but so that has not allowed us to serve meals in the summer. Well, right now the state is allowing you to turn in a waiver, which we did probably a week and a half ago, that waives that. So any district can be serving meals at this point. So this is something new to us. We rolled it out Monday. This will be our third day, to where between 11 and 12, we have two pickup points, one at our high school, Blue Valley High School in Randolph, one at our elementary, McCormick Elementary in Olsburg, between 11 and 12, that, you know, students on their bicycles, whatever, walk up, drive up, curbside serving of meals. We serve both breakfast and lunch. So if you drove up today, Brandon, to get your meals, we would hand you a sack for lunch that's a certain color, and then for breakfast the next morning that's a certain color. And so we're giving both breakfast and lunch out when you come through. And right now, after 2 days, we're averaging 134 people being served, or kids being served, for meals. And anybody ages 1 through 18 can pick these up. So, you know, that's been about 62% of our kids. So I've been very, very pleased with that. That's been very positive for our community, especially, you know, if you have those that have parents that have been laid off or hours cut back. It's a little bit way to help them out too, with, you know, two meals a day for children.
Well, I know that you guys are working hard to make sure everything's taken care of for the students and the families. They got a lot to worry about already with not working. A lot of folks do. I don't know if you ever imagined this would be how your final year in education would end up.
No, and people might not know I'm retiring at the end of June. But, you know, I enjoy challenges, so it's been good. And it's been a challenge. And I see a lot of really positives for our kids and families out there that we're able to do for them. I look especially in a small district like ours, you know, a lot of families are looking to the schools for help and guidance in, you know, for their kids right now. And so I'm happy that we can do that. We, you know, we have good people here in our area and good kids. And so I'm thankful we can do that for them. And, you know, everything we're hearing, I do all superintendents, we have a daily superintendent Zoom meeting every day with the commissioner, our commissioner, and their other State Department people on it. And they're telling us that, you know, we're just seeing the start of the coronavirus, that, you know, it's going to get worse for all of us. And so I think the next, you know, 4 to 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to see more cases. And so everybody just, you know, I think it's really vital. You know, I go to school, I go home. I come to work, I go home. And I think it's really vital that we try to keep our distance from people and do everything that you're hearing out there. I think that's truly what will make a difference for all of us and hopefully help all of us in fighting this.
Well, Brady, we appreciate you joining us, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you face-to-face one more time before you're officially retired.
Well, thank you, Brandon, and I know, you know, Dave does a 5 o'clock thing with Julie Gibbs, and you as a station are doing other things for the community and other daily briefings and so on. And you know, on behalf of our community up here, I really appreciate, you know, you and what K-Man's doing to to do your part to keep us all more informed. So thank you.
All right. We appreciate that sentiment.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you again down the road.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
All right. Brady Burton again, USD 384 Blue Valley Superintendent. We'll hear from Cliff Williams in Riley County up next.